and yet it's one of the deepest and most beautiful invitations. Because we know that our Lord Jesus, in all that he has done for us from the cross, and from his resurrection, sitting at the right hand of the Father, desires only one thing, and that's that we come to him. We come to him through his body and blood, through this holy Eucharist. Our Lord must sense that the time is now. We have been discussing in many ways within the church and without the church what the challenges are of this time and of this day. We all know them. And yet this is the time when all the good, faithful men and women of the church, both laity and clergy alike, must steel ourselves against the work of the evil one. The devil has already tried to destroy the shepherds, has already tried to destroy our holy priesthood, to separate the shepherds from the sheep. And once that happens, to divide the sheep so that they fight among themselves. And so eventually all that is left is death and destruction. It cannot happen. It will not happen. Because our Lord has promised us already what the end will be. And yet in the meantime, do we sit passively? Do we sit comfortably in our protected enclaves and fail to go out and invite the lost? Because there are more lost than there are found. The lost are there, and they are waiting for us, each of us, in our own way. And we don't have to go far. We all know it. We only need to look around us, look at our own families, look at our neighbors, and find those who are suffering and lost and trying to find their own way, and yet they are in the dark. Our Lord says, I set before you the greatest banquet, the saving banquet. I set it before you. I offer it to you, and yet so few are willing to come. But again, this is not a chastisement. This is not criticizing those of us who come to pray this holy Mass, who come humbly to bend the knee before the Lord of the universe in his body, his blood, and soul, and divinity. And yet each of us must burden our own hearts wanting this great gift for every one of our family members and of our neighbors. That is really our challenge today. The epistle says, do not be surprised if the world hates you. We cannot be surprised. We are now a minority. We are now despised by the majority of humanity because of our faith, because of our devotion, because of our tradition. And yet that cannot stop us because warriors are stopped by nothing. Each of us in our own way must become ardent prayer warriors, persevering under every obstacle. And if I have a calling in this priesthood that has been given to me late in life, it is a calling to be a warrior, to be a humble warrior, on my knees, in front of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of my Lord, the one who has saved me, the one who has redeemed me, and I pray to be saved. As we must pray that our own souls will be saved and that we can bring as many with us to heaven one day. We do not presume. No, we do not presume, and yet we must fight. A good holy priest yesterday in a sermon said, the only answer to the chaos that the devil is working in the world today is here. prevail against us, where do we find that guarantee? We find it here. We find it on our knees. We find it together. We find it as individual warriors, but we join together as corporate warriors as well. Because none of us can fight this fight on our own. Every inch of every pew we pray will be filled every Sunday, every holy day, and as many as possible every day during the week, because this is where we live. And we must bring the lost, we must bring the ignorant, we must bring those who have no clue what is going on, and we must bring them to this gift. Because is there a greater gift in the world than what we celebrate? I dare say not. There is nothing in the world, no material possession, nothing in humanity that transcends the august sacrifice of our Lord and our participation in that sacrifice. So this day, let us resolve to adore our Lord in his most sacrament, to humbly approach our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, to be on our knees, to pray without ceasing, to be warriors who will not be